You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at the futures market is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
The story today seems to be all about wheat and what wheat did in the other pits.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the only number that was very much different or totally unexpected out of the report this morning basically was in the wheat pit, and they were expecting it to shrink, and it grew. And we had a lot of people, leaning the wrong way on that one.
Well, should we take offense at USDA lowering the exports by another 50 million bushels?
Well, you know, we have been out of the market as such. Our wheat exports have been pathetic. Our corn exports have been pathetic. We have a lot of people, the bulls, talking about how we will get back in favor soon, and Australia's numbers, down basically, and they'll be running out of wheat here soon. And Russia was thought to, or their Ukraine was thought to have been, wouldn't be continuing to export at this point in time and whatever. So, are they right or are they wrong? We do know we have a very dire moisture problem out west, and some of the crop not looking good there. But as far as the exports for this year, USDA is probably right on.
And probably if wheat didn't collapse to the degree it did, corn might have even finished in positive territory.
We would have saw green numbers on the board in both the corn and the beans if it hadn't been for the wheat being so heavy. This is a terrible day, but, this is the lowest level we've seen wheat since July 11th. The announcements in the beans, probably 3 to 5 cargoes of beans booked to China in the last 24 hours. And we saw that corn-wheat basis come in about $1 today.
So the question now becomes, does wheat turn sideways? Or technically speaking, if you look at it, you pick a level because it went straight up at the levels that we're looking at.
You know, we did just shoot straight up, and it's awful hard to find a place of support or consolidation here along the way like that. I'm just guessing here the December wheat down around $8. It's probably going to find some support at $8. Now, if it breaks $8, but psychologically, even dollars are places where we find support.
Meanwhile, you look at the corn charts, and you think, well, we are trading still sideways in the long channel that we had all the way back into last year.
Oh, very true. I mean, basically, we were able to, keep that March corn above, the descend the March corn above 720 today, and I think that's going to be very important to watch the rest of the week to see that we keep that March above 720 level.
So do we look for sort of a sideways, choppy trade in all of the picks moving forward into the end of the year?
Well, that would be my assumption as of right now. But, we've got the big financial cliff out there hanging, not knowing how and what's going to be. And if we don't get something done, we could ease off a little bit on the risk off the table type attitude in the greens if it doesn't look like something's going to get done to solve things that way. A lot of talk, a lot of people trying to throw things around, wanting to cut the farm bill more and see bigger cuts come out of it, and a lot of crazy things happening out here. And the last thing we need is our farm bill getting cut a whole lot more than what the talk has been so far.
Seems to me right now of the three commodities, if you wanted to make a bullish argument based on the ending stocks from the report today, based on ideas that Argentina is going to eventually maybe have some problems because of the wet issues and replants down there going on, that, and then looking technically at the charts, and we hung tough with the 50-day moving average, the short-term uptrend line, a Fibonacci number at 61%, that you could make a case for soybeans still making higher highs, maybe even going above $15.
Well, as we look here, like again, we said China back in the market for 3 to 5 cargoes. The Chinese soy product prices have risen sharply in the past few days. That rise has pushed the crush margins to the best levels in nearly a year over there. And if they're continuing to buy, they're shipping. They are really front-loaded with their purchases, keeping us, online for what the government projections are, and they're taking and shipping them fast. And once they're shipped out, it's hard to cancel.
And it does seem to be going against the grain, because they were signaling fourth quarter was going to be, they were going to pull back on exports, but at least it doesn't appear that they're doing that.
Doesn't appear that way with what we're doing. And like you say, with their crush margins at the best levels in nearly a year, why we don't look for them to be pulling back anywhere soon.
I suppose we ought to bring some outside discussion into this. And the big one that's looming tomorrow is OPEC meeting, and whenever they get together, who knows what's going to happen next?
That's sort of like our Fed when they meet. We're not quite sure, but we're generally sure it's not going to be something really good. But, you know, basically the last 3 days on the news, the headlines have all been gas prices moving lower and look to move lower into Christmas. So, you know, we saw a lot of gas on the best place in town on TV stations showing down in that 320, the 318 mark and like that. So if we'd get down back to $3 gas rather than up there pushing $4, it would sure help a lot of people's pocketbook.
It does appear that a few of the OPEC nations are not happy with the futures hanging out where they are and moving essentially sideways in the 80s.
Well, you know, when you're trying to sell, you're not happy with low numbers. If you're trying to buy, we're thrilled to death.
And we will see if they cut back production at all tomorrow.
It's a good possibility.
What else are we keeping an eye on the balance of the week now that we have the WASDE out of the
numbers,
way? Yeah.
Well, we're going to be watching Washington very close, Dave. We're going to see if there's any signs of compromise or you know, hopefully some solution rather than just kicking the can down the road. We're going to be watching, you know, the weather seems to be a little bit better for South America, but we're going to be watching to see if they can pick up some moisture out west in some of these wheat areas that really need some moisture. So weather forecasts in Washington, D.C. are our main focus this rest of the week.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.